our craft fair is what helps support all of the fun things that we do for Special Olympics. We also will be back with Pioneer Challenge Day for our elementary and middle school students to participate in June as a field day like activity. So kids are going to get to experience both this year.
Talk a little bit about the dynamics of the fundraising aspect of Special Olympics. So I know that, you know, we're talking about how it impacts our athletes, Elyria's athletes. But Special Olympics, as you stated, is a countywide event. You're going to draw more than 500 athletes from across the county. But there's cost to that, yes?
Yes, there is. Along with that, we also host bowling and basketball, and those are free to our athletes and their parents. So things such as our craft fair, our annual golf outing, donations in ads, whole sponsors, all of these things help us put on these such amazing events and activities for these kiddos to experience.
Yeah, it really is awesome. And you guys work really hard, I know, to bring these events to the kids, and at most of the time at no cost. So thank you for all that work. But we are very excited to welcome back the Spring Craft and Vendor Fair. This is the 6th annual Spring Craft and Vendor Fair. If you've been to it before, you'll remember it's up at the high school. Still in the dining hall?
Yes, it's still in the dining hall.
All right. And we it's just packed, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have tables in every place you can put a table in the dining hall for the craft fair.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And eventually we are hoping to expand that and actually use the large gym as well.
Oh, neat. So tell us a little bit about what we can expect, Sharon, for this year's craft fair.
Well, this year we have 52 vendors so far. I was going to close it off on last Friday, and then I had a couple other people who have been emailing me. So I decided this Friday would be the best to close everything off for the vendors. We've been doing this for longer, actually, than 6 years. We started out in 2014, and it was more like 20 tables and like a garage sale where everybody just brought miscellaneous things to sell. And we've expanded that till right before COVID hit and we were closed down. We had 80 vendors. We've really expanded a lot. And at that point, there was going to be tables everywhere. So that's why I'm hoping that now that we're back and we've got the 52 vendors, and I'm so excited about them coming to the event, that we can expand that even further next year. Maybe even be like a JVS craft fair and have it down our aisleway or our hallways. That would be so incredible to have that.
Yeah, and if I remember right, the vendors, I mean, you can, you know, come in and buy a wreath for your door along with some eyeshadow from Mary Kay. You can buy some candles while you're there. You could go over to the concessions and get yourself a Sloppy Joe or something.
Yes.
It's like a lot going on.
Yes.
This year we also have a food truck coming. It's our first year with a food truck, so
it's going to be Polish food.
Yes, it is a Polish food truck. I believe it's called
Polish Sloppy Joe.
maybe.
I think it's called Babasia's food truck. So I'm really excited to try some of the things that they're going to have. They're going to have pierogies, a pork rigatoni, macaroni and cheese.
Sounds delicious.
different drinks and cookies, chicken paprikash with spetzels, kielbasa and kraut sandwich, beef cabbage rolls, cabbage and noodles, and cabbage and noodles with kielbasa. So,
that sounds amazing. Yeah. So,
yeah, I hope one truck's enough.
So, where will they be parked?
They will be out.
They're going to be parked by door O and P over by the athletic area.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be where most of the community comes into the event, and they'll come through those doors, and the Easter egg hunt will either be in the small gym, or we're going to use the corridors, the outside areas within the building, but it's all going to depend on the weather. Right now, I think we're kind of thinking it's going to be in the small gym, and so we'll utilize that area. And then as you come into that area, then you would actually come into the actual event, the craft and vendor fair. But they'll be parked right outside in that parking lot right there. We also will have the concession stand open as well.
That's on the west side.
That is on the west side.
West Avenue.
It's on West Avenue. That's where most of the
O&P,
community.
I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't usually use the dorm letters yet. Yeah. We should.
Yeah. Yeah. They are labeled.
It would be helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. They're up there.
But yeah, but the rooms are labeled too, and you can't find them.
That's true.
In high school.
That is true. But you know, you brought up a great topic, the Easter egg hunt. This is one craft fair where I think there is just so much going on. You know, you may go to a craft fair and might, you know, enter in for some raffle prizes or something like that. But here, you've got entertainment. Mm-hmm. The Easter Bunny is coming. Mm-hmm. Is that a secret?
Or, no.
Okay. The Easter Bunny's hopping in.
They will be hopping around.
And multiple Easter Bunny. Yeah, no. There's
she said
one.
They will be.
Following. There'll be lots of little people following the bunny, I'm sure.
Lots of people with bunny ears.
Yeah, that's right. And an Easter egg hunt, mm-hmm. Which is so fun. I want to talk about all those little side special events, but back to the actual vendors. What can we expect? Can you give us a little hint and who's going to be there?
Well, we have about 4 or 5 different food and candy vendors. Ah. So just to prepare people to get ready for Easter, they can buy candy, baked goods. We also have, we have so many people. Oh, thank you. We have people that are making wreaths. We have people making tumblers.
T-shirts. Jewelry, leggings. Mm-hmm.
Yes, kinds of different things.
Pampered
that we
Chef,
have.
Scentsy.
Mm-hmm. Always got to have a Scentsy.
Yes.
Fingernails.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. We're going to have so many different things going on. I just, you cannot come there and mm-hmm. not find something that you want. Mm-hmm. There's going to be so many different vendors.